Today, November the 16th, is World Day for Tolerance. UNESCO, the United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Agency, marks the day each year by awarding a special prize for the promotion of tolerance and nonviolence. This year's prize winner is Virasingham Anadasan Gari. He heads the Moderate Tamil United Liberation Front. The awarding of the prize came against the backdrop of a dramatic increase in fighting in Sri Lanka between government troops and Tamil Tiger rebels. Anadasan Gari told Susie Hodges that the ethnic conflict in his homeland would have had a very different history if the virtues of tolerance and nonviolence had been upheld by the two sides.
Actually, it is intolerance that had led to so much trouble. If people had been tolerant, things would have been entirely different. Certainly in a situation like this, tolerance and nonviolence is very, very important.
Do you sometimes feel that your life is in danger because you are a moderate and you do not hesitate to criticize the Tamil Tigers? I mean, have they threatened you?
Oh, yes, I am facing grave risk, you see. I am aware of that. But I always take up the position that as a citizen of Sri Lanka, I have a duty by our people, no, to liberate, to have them liberated.
Do you think that both the LTTE and the Sri Lankan government think that only a military solution to the ethnic conflict is possible?
Winning a war is not possible. The only way is for the government to come out with a solution that should be reasonable enough for the international community to recommend it as good or reasonable for the Tamil people to accept. After that, the LTTE can be dealt with in many ways.